and welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome to this week's episode of
As the Farm Churns. Will Julia get the scones baked?
Will Donna's rain dance work?
What is that banging noise?
Why are they in the basement?
Will the orders get filled?
Why are the cats panting?
It has been a dramatic week at Five Feline Farm yet again.
It has. It seems like drama is following us, chasing us, hunting us.
I don't know. You know, maybe we need a new gig. I don't know.
I don't know either, but I do love this farm. I love all of the opportunities we have here, and we have overcome.
We have, yeah. We learned to problem solve, and we did a lot of that. We had a lot of practice this week.
Again. We did. Let's talk about the rain first, or the lack of rain.
Yeah, it was like 95 degrees or so this week with 300% humidity. It was
at least.
At least. You know, I never exaggerate. It was really hot. And every day, I think we had a chance of rain because it was so hot and humid. And every day there would be a little cloud go over and I would look at the radar and it's like, oh, it's either going to go north or south of us, I'm pretty sure. And that's pretty much what it did.
We'd hear reports of people in town. Oh, we had 2 inches of rain. That's 9 miles away. We had nothing.
Yeah, we didn't. I don't think we even got a drop at all.
We did not until late in the night on Saturday.
Yeah, we had big cracks in the ground and, you know, I've been trying to water every day, which, you know, some of it, we have too much to water, so I don't water at all, but at least the main garden, tried to keep the cucumbers and eggplant and tomatoes and pepper, all those things watered so they keep producing. But some of the plants are just drying up. I have some of the sweet potatoes that are drying up, but we did get rain last night.
And that was incredible.
Yeah, we had a little under a half inch, so I am grateful for that.
Me
too. So that
too.
Problem is taken care of, at least for right now.
And I think maybe one of our biggest issues in the last week was the air conditioning.
Yeah.
We've become quite used to having air conditioning in the house.
Yeah, we're spoiled. I just realized how spoiled we are.
We
because
are.
Because people used to live without air conditioning. In fact, I have lived without air conditioning.
Yes, I have too. And we know people today who live without
they
air conditioning.
It.
But we're used to it.
Yeah, we're used to it. And everything in our house is used to it. But this week, we start hearing some strange noises in the basement every time the air would kick on. And it was kind of like a banging noise. And then it would go away. We thought somebody was pulling in the drive. We thought maybe it was farm equipment.
We
didn't know for sure that it was even the air conditioner. But it was.
It was. And finally, one afternoon, I think we'd run to town for groceries or something. And we came home. And there was no significant difference between the temperature in the garage and the temperature in the house.
No. As soon as we walked in, it's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
And the unit outside was running and looked fine. That all seemed fine. We could see that from the garage. It's like, well, that seems to be okay.
But the unit inside the house that drives the whole system was not okay.
No, it was banging.
So our good neighbors, LD Mechanical, came down and gave us the diagnosis that we were going to need a new fan motor in the house. And he could get one probably quickly within the grand scheme of things. And we were not sure because, you know, you never know. Is the part actually going to be available? you know, all
we've
of
been
that.
Through these things too many times to know that you can't know for sure that it's going to be fixed in a what we consider a timely manner. I mean, the poor guy's working as hard as he can. Everybody's air conditioners are going crazy right now. But this was Tuesday, and we already had orders for Friday.
Yes, because the offering this past week was scones, which would be baked Friday morning. And I just cannot imagine a world where I fire up two ovens to 445 degrees in a house that is already registering 85.
Yeah, it was 85 at that point on the main level. By the time we got all done with it on Friday morning when we got up, it was 89 on the main level. So the upstairs was probably,
even have the heart to look.
No, I'm guessing 94 maybe.
Probably.
Hot.
So we scurried around, notified customers who had placed orders, decided that we could not do a baked good on Friday because that was the earliest possible day that they could fix it, would have been Friday morning. So we got that taken care of and had to put some folks off. We weren't sure what we were going to be able to do.
We still were open on Friday. We decided to go ahead and go with that because we have air conditioning in the Merc.
Crazy as that sounds.
It was working fine and we had produce ready. So we decided to go with what we could do.
And we did. And again,
people still came out.
New people
came out. It was beautiful.
We are so appreciative of all of our customers who make that trek to the farm to get fresh produce, balms, soaps,
honey, jam,
all of those things that we offer here on site at the Mercantile. And we, like I said, we just really appreciate all of you who come out and see us.
Yeah, we had a really good day here on Friday, and thankfully our air conditioning was fixed Friday morning by probably 9:30.
Yes, first thing,
something like that.
He was here carrying in the box of parts and got to work, and he went very quickly.
He did. He got it fixed very quickly. I was out harvesting, and he came out and said, "You're good to go." And I was like, "Oh, thank you.
So at that point, we started notifying people who had placed orders that we could fill those. I actually then filled another order, a special order, on Friday afternoon for English muffins.
We closed the Merc.
Right.
You went ahead and filled an order that evening.
And we baked scones Saturday morning.
Lots of them.
Lots. More than usual.
Way more than usual.
Because we were trying to fill some of those orders. And it was a gorgeous, gorgeous day at the market.
It was. The temperature was perfect, a little bit of a breeze, lots of fresh produce, and it was an excellent day.
It was. In fact, we sold out of scones by probably 9 o'clock.
Yeah, and we had a bunch.
We did.
Well, I couldn't believe it.
So, and produce. That was just selling
just
like
went
crazy.
Right through it.
So it was a great day at the market.
It was. And so that was an encouragement to us. And so in the end of it all, we moved to the basement.
Yes, I was going to say some of those questions.
Yeah, I guess we need to make sure we answer those questions.
We do have a full basement. And because it's underground and only has, you know, a certain number of windows to let heat in.
Yeah, it's a walkout basement.
Right.
So
it stays fairly consistently 68, 69 degrees. So we moved in with the cats to the basement.
We had to move some stuff around a little bit because that's where I do balms and soaps. And we store all of the ingredients for all the baked goods, jams. So we have all that stuff in the basement because it's really an exercise, gardening, balm.
We have
a
walled off pantry in there.
So it really, we have not used that as like a regular living space, but it does have a bathroom.
Yes.
Thankfully.
And we moved down a TV and the Amazon Prime
fire unit.
We were not roughing it.
That's my idea of roughing it. Yeah. If we're going to rough it, we had lounge chairs and we have a table down there. So we just we put up an air mattress and we were good.
It was fine. And we packed up the babies and grabbed the old ladies. And
Thumper is almost 19.
Yeah, Thumper is almost 19. So we took the cats to the basement. Well, three of them took themselves to the basement. Because they were hot.
They were. Thumper has some arthritis that makes steps difficult for her. So we carried her downstairs.
Got her a little apartment set up.
Got her set up with all of her needs and necessities. And she seemed quite content and happy to be cool.
Because she was way too hot upstairs. She was. She was not comfortable.
And the next morning, woke up, looked around. No Thumper.
Yeah, Thumper was gone.
So, raced upstairs. That old arthritic cat had taken herself upstairs in the night because she wanted to.
Yeah, that's where she usually sleeps.
And that's the kind of old lady I want to be.
No kidding. Yeah, she. I don't know how she did it. I don't know how we didn't hear her because I think there's 13 or 14 steps. From the basement. And to the basement, they're just wooden. There's no carpeting or anything. So, you know, when you have arthritis in your back legs, I would think it'd be a little bit slick. Yep. But sometimes just walking across the carpeting looks like a little bit of a challenge for her. She does fine. She gets to her bowls and all that. But, yeah, somehow that old lady climbed up the steps and was upstairs just like... And she was ready to eat. And
yeah, you know, she was happy.
So we just let her be.
Yes.
We let her just stay there.
So that was really funny when she did that.
It was, yeah. So it was another exciting episode of Farm Chatter this week.
Yes.
And let's try not to top it next week.
Deal.
Yeah, let's try to just have like a normal week, whatever that is.
I don't know what normal is, but I want to shoot for it.
But we have all kinds of good things happening at the farm right now. Lots of produce, and it is a great time. And we're grateful to have air conditioning again, though.
Indeed we are, and I like being back in the kitchen baking.
Yes, and being able to fill orders.
Yes, and for me, sleep upstairs.
Yeah, yeah. It's nice and cool in the house, and I'll try not to be a whiny butt next time. But we solved the problems. We were comfortable. It was awful when we had to go upstairs, but we survived it, and lots of people survive without air conditioning.
That's right.
So there you have it. That's our week. And
what a week it was.
Yes, it was. So until next time.
See ya.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.